Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Tabitha Taylor Show. I am your host, Tabitha Taylor. Happy Thursday. Wow, we almost making it through the week, and I am excited because we have a mega artist spotlight here. We're gonna have a good time tonight. So just sit back, relax, and we'll be right back.
My thought is God is still calling. Calling as never before. And with all God's calling, people are still rejecting God.
Yes.
Calling from the rising of the sun.
Yes.
Till the going down of the sea. I'm glad when God called me, I answered.
Yes.
Ain't you glad you answered when God called you? In the 21st,
wisdom crieth without.
Wisdom crieth without.
She utters her voice in the street.
Wisdom is saying to you today, come. All things are ready. God is saying to everybody, now is the acceptable time.
Yes.
You know what folks are doing? They're ignoring the call of God.
Yes, they are.
Nobody want to hear God.
Nobody.
He's calling you to repentance, calling you to get saved,
calling
you. But a lot of people don't know that people not always call.
Not always call.
He's calling now.
Yeah.
But it's a time in your life that God ain't gonna call
you. No, no, no.
Why you got a chance? You ought to come.
Almighty God. My mother was the president over the children's choir at our home church here in Queens, New York. And she always said, you know, if the kids can walk, then they can go ahead and start singing on the children's choir. So I got my little self right on the choir as well. And like I said, my dad used to be a musician. He was in a quartet. So I think the music thing came kind of naturally. So, yeah, that's why I got my start. I just started singing. And like the bio says, my parents took note of the gift that God had given me, and through my father's advice, I began writing songs. So, you know, I was a little girl, just like most little girls, and you say, Daddy, I want to be a singer. Well, my father gut punched me, for lack of a better phrase, and said, well, go write a song. So I was so mad. Yeah, I was so mad. I'm the type of person where I love a challenge. You challenge me, I'm going to rise to the occasion. And that's exactly what I did. I came back with a full song, two verses, a bridge, and a hook. And it's just been that ever since.
Wow. And your father was in quartet? I didn't know that. And I'm a quartet lover. So,
he was in a quartet. The name of the group was called the Benjamin Specials, and they were kind of hot here in New York for a little while. So, yeah, I got some blackmail pictures of him in his Jerry Curl afro.
Can you believe that was my uncle's?
Really? Wow, it's such a small world. Yes, my father was in that group, and he played the bass as well, and he sang for years. So that is so crazy. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, Frankie Benjamin was married to
my... Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, we have to talk after this because, wow, I did not know that.
Oh, God, and it's so funny because I met your father at Union Grove, and he knew who I was, but I didn't know who he was, and I was like, oh, okay. And then when he mentioned your name, I said, oh, Ernie, but I didn't even know he was following me. So this is, yes, Facebook and all this stuff is a small.
Wow, that is incredible.
What motivates you to sing gospel? Because, you know, gospel is a... You know, a lot of people trying to tear gospel down. They don't even sometimes want us to play it, you know, mainstream. But what motivates you to sing gospel?
You know, I always tell people that I didn't choose gospel. Gospel chose me. And the reason why I say that is because, as you know, my father is a bishop. So I was born and raised in church. And so ministry and knowledge of the Word of God, and God has been a prominent, has been the prominent figure in my life. You know, we were raised up, we have dinner together, and it was a common thing that Daddy would break open the Bible and he would begin to expound on the Word. So I always say that gospel music chose me. It is what I grew up around. It is what I was nurtured on. It's made me who I am. So when it came down to music, it was just a natural progression. And not to mention my mother saying, "You better not sing nothing else." So, but you know, it was just.
Because
I'm a born church girl, so.
Yes, because I read that you're apostolic, and I come from a background of apostolic, so I know.
Amen.
I know how our families are when it comes to singing other music.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So it's the same, that gospel music, and we're taught. You have to see, you have to live what you sing about. It's no faking it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And nothing else, you better do what's right. Okay, what do you want your listeners to take away from your music? So you have a beautiful album, all the songs I love, and it's
Thank
a message
you.
In it. So if you could tell me, because you wrote all your songs, right?
I wrote all except for two.
Okay, so the songs you wrote, what you want me to take from it?
This album, it's so funny because it's actually an EP. I had every intention of doing a full-length album, but this is the way the Lord guided me. And with my process in music is it's very cut and dry, very plain and simple. I seek the Lord, and he shows me where to go. So with this particular project, like I said, it was my intention to do a full-length, maybe 10, 13-track album, but this is what he led me to do. And I really feel like everything in the album, the Lord gave me the name The Call, and that was a derivative of one of the songs that I wrote, which is called The Call, or Jesus is Calling. And I just really feel like the Lord is calling his people back into relationship with him. We've gotten so far from what it means to be intimate with God. You know, we know how to do church, as my aunt would say, but we don't know how to apply it to our lives. We don't know how to have a real relationship with God. So with this album, I want people to be, and with any of my music that I put out, I want people to listen to the music, have a real experience with Jesus, and come to a conscious decision of, yes, Lord, I'm going to surrender my life to you, and I'm going to do what you say. So hopefully, wherever you are, whoever you are, I just hope that when you listen to my music or see me or whatever, that you have a real encounter with Jesus, and that you will get into your word and allow the word of God to get into you. You know what I mean? God's arms are not too far that he, not too short that he can't reach you. You know what I mean? He knows all, sees all. So I just feel like I think the wonder and the importance of God and who he is has gotten so far from us. Being saved nowadays, unfortunately, is a fad or a trend, and it's no longer something that's sacred. You know what I mean? And that's what I want people to take back from this, that God is, he's not just, oh, he's God. No, he's Almighty God, the creator of the universe. You know, I want people to get back into that and to know that although, yes, he's Almighty God, he is concerned about little old you or little old me. So I just want people to have a real experience with God and to allow him to get into them as they get into his word.
Amen. And you kind of answered the question about your dynamic song, The Call. I thought that was an amazing title because I wanted to know what was the message behind it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. My dad and I affectionately call this EP the Revival EP. That's what we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just like how back in the day, for whatever reason, nowadays churches don't have revivals anymore. But just like back in the day, people used to be on their knees praying and fasting, and they would do a week of revival. And I feel like that's exactly what this EP is it's revival in music form. And that's just reviving us to remember who God is. Like I said before, you know, just waking us up like this is God Almighty, not just, oh, God is my homeboy. I hate that phrase because it totally demeans his deity. So, you know, that's what that song is about. it's and you know, my brother always says albums should be like books. They should tell a story, and
that's
each
right.
song on an album should be a chapter in the book, and it all should come to one center. And the center of my album is just that. It's an album for revival. It is the call back of mankind to come back to God.
Amen. So we're going to play this song, The Call. Like I tell everybody, please don't bootleg it. Please go out and support.
Amen.
Let's not support the bootleggers. Let's go and let's, you know, download however you want it, but just support Janice. We're going to play The Call, and then we're going to come back and continue with the interview.
Amen. Because it's three of them, females at least the females, three of them. But I have coined them a nickname, VVT, and that stands for Vicky Winans, Vanessa Bell Armstrong and Tremaine Hawkins, hands down, are my ultimate favorite. Oh,
that
I love them.
Awesome. I love all of them.
Yes. And I mean, and I guess on the guy's side, I love, anybody that knows me, I love Fred Hammond. I love Pastor Marvin Winans, and I love John P. Key. I love them.
We're all school singers.
Yes. Yes. That's right.
Love them. In the days, Jesus is real. I'm telling you,
that's
we
right.
were.
That's what I grew up on.
Oh, wow. And who are your influences? It could be your parents, somebody you know. Who influenced you?
Well, I would definitely have to say my greatest influencers are my mother and my father, Bishop Steve Walters and Mother Sharon Walters. They have been incredible parents. And they have taught me so much. And I think the greatest thing that they have ever given me is knowledge about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I think that's the greatest gift any parent can give a child. And just and not just that, but also how they didn't just put it in front of me and say, oh, here you go. They have lived this thing out in front of my eyes. And, you know, sometimes kids, we get a little hard-headed or whatever. Sometimes parents get on your nerves. But even when they got on my nerves, and I'm sure I got on theirs, they remained saved, and they remain a man and a woman of God that live the word of God. So they are my greatest influencers. I'm real close to my family, so my brother and my sister. And yeah, my grandparents, I come from a really, really amazing heritage of praying men and women of God. So I just pray my family is my biggest influencers. I just love them so much.
That's awesome. I'm telling you, when you can still hear young women of God talk this passionate about God, it just makes you feel good because you have
Thank
a lot
Lord.
Of young people that they don't even know which way they're going. And it's, you know, it's not that it's sad. It's just that they are not taught. And if we can go and maybe from tonight, if somebody could just see your passion and just talking to you this few minutes, I know you love the Lord. So if we can get so many other people feeling this way about Jesus, imagine how people can be saved. And if, you know, they just give their life to Christ. And when I say give their life to Christ, not only give their life to Christ, but go after him with the, you know, water baptism and, you know, the deep things that need to be done. Because it's just not saying, I accept you. You have to live this thing according to the
Absolutely.
Word of God. Amen. Acts 2:38.
Amen. That's the truth. Yes, God. Yes.
Acts 2:38. You got to live it according to that. We have a lot of young, aspiring young people coming out. And I want to know if you can give them any advice, what would it be?
I think the greatest piece of advice that I have been given was from another musician. Like I said before, I love Fred Hammond. He's everything. But I actually reached out to Pastor Carl Reed of Commissioned. And honestly, my parents have said the same thing he said to me. But sometimes when you hear from somebody else, somebody, you know, that you admire that's doing what you're doing, it kind of clicks. But basically what he said to me was to pray and to pray in specifics. That means, you know, if I believe and I know that the Lord has called me to this, then obviously God would have the blueprint as to how I should do it. So when I pray and say, okay, Lord, I know you're giving me the gift to sing. I know you're giving me the gift to write. But exactly what do you want me to say? What is it that you have for me to say to your people? How should I go about this? How should I do my album artwork? Where should I go sing? What should I look like? Every step of the way. Because God just doesn't give you the gift of music to just be famous or to do photo shoots or to do a video.
Oh.
You know, if God gives it to you, it is to minister to his people. So definitely pray in specifics. And when you pray, be open to whatever it is the Lord is going to tell you. You know, your ambitions may be, you know, not what God intends. And you may not always like every place that you have to go sing. You may not like every experience that you may have, but it's all for the glory and for the will of God. So definitely pray, 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 and pray in specifics. And don't stop praying once you think you've reached a peak. No, because if God has you on this path, then he's already stepped it out for you. So you need to really keep your ears to God's lips so you can hear what thus saith the Lord. I think that is the greatest piece of advice I can give anybody that's interested in doing music or you feel that the Lord has called you to it. Like, if he's called you to it, then he's going to walk you through it. So make sure
Amen.
You seek him.
Yes, I totally agree. How can people contact you for bookings, CDs? Do you have a DVD out?
No, I don't have any DVDs out yet. However, mm-hmm. you can always go to my website, lovejaniselavon.com, and all of my social media is linked there. But you can always just type in Janice Lavon on any social media, and I think that name is kind of unique, so you'll be able to find me right away.
Yes, it is. It's so, it rolls off your tongue.
Yes, thank God.
Yes,
I think that's
it.
My parents giving me that name.
it was in the plan that they knew that you was gonna sing, so it was gonna roll. If someday you
I
was,
guess so.
So
I
you can
that.
Yes, and who is your booking? Your father's your booking agent?
Yes, he is my papa bear, my dad, my manager, my advisor. He's, you know, my disciplinary, everything. You know, I'm grown now, but he's still like, all right, girl, let's get it together. So. My father, Steve Walters, you can email him.
Website, they can get your booking information?
Absolutely. Or if you don't want to go there, you can go to bookingjaniselavonne@gmail.com. That's booking, JanisLavonne at gmail.com.
Awesome, awesome. So I just want to thank you for coming. I know that this is God because I did not know your father was singing with the Benjamin Specials. That's number one.
Yes. I know, that's right.
This has to be Lord because when I came on here, I said, I just don't want to mess her name up. I was so nervous because I'm just getting back into interviewing people. But I love your energy. And you just keep up. Is there anywhere y'all going to be, like, where you're going to sing or anything so we could come out and support you?
Well, I'm going to be in Harlem on the 7th. It's a women's conference at Soul Saving Station in Harlem on November 7th. So that's the next place I will be.
All right. Look, Tap of the Tail fans, let's go out there if you're in the area. Let's support Janice Lavon Walters. We have to support our youth. We have to support our gospel artists because, as we know, living in New York, sometimes it's hard to get people in the seat. But we need to support one another. If I'm in town, I will most definitely come and support. Just put that in my Facebook box so I can know the date when it is. But I want to thank you so much for taking the time out to come on the Tap of the Taylor Show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Truly, it's an honor. Whenever somebody asks me to be a part, I thank you so much, and I could not do what I do without you. So thank you so much.
So welcome, and tell your father I said hi. Praise the Lord.
I definitely will.
Praise the Lord. But when I go to the station, I will give you a call, okay? And you have a blessed
night.
Not
a problem. You too. Thank you again.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
I always listen to what people say.
Everything you see is true, and you say,
I'll stand by your every.
show. And that was Janice Levine, You Say. I hope you're enjoying it. If you have any comments and you want to leave me any comments, just inbox me on Tabitha Taylor Show on Facebook or Twitter. We all on all of them. We're going to keep this praise party going, and we're going to go on over to I Wanna Love You More by Janice Levine Walters.
I'm a member at my church, and I pay attention when I stay away. I schedule time each day to read your word, and it happens if I'm not running too late. I know I must do better to get more out of my time here on this earth. So I go to midweek service, and I force myself to stay awake in church. But I still don't feel it, that love for you that I'm supposed to have. Because it's what I'm supposed to do.
Tabitha Taylor Show. Well, we're coming down to the end. We're going to have some great more from Janice Levine, Wilters. I wanted to just tell you that Chuck and we have a 24-hour radio station. You can listen to us 24 hours if you go into TuneIn app. TuneIn app, if you download that on your phone and you put in Mega Showcase Radio, you can listen to so many up-and-coming artists. I'm all about, you know, supporting our up-and-coming artists. You can listen to them 24/7 if you have someone that, you know, looking to get their music on the radio. They can go to the Tabitha Taylor Show, or they can go to Mega, MAENET.org, and they click on Mass Artist Entertainment logo, and you go in there, you can submit your music. God is blessing in Mega Showcase Radio, TV, Tabitha Taylor Show. God is really blessing us. So we want you to stay connected, and we want to know how we doing with the music, the interviews. We have so much coming up. So just stay tuned next year. If you're an artist out there, we have a showcase coming. So we want to hear from you. So just get in touch. You can always get in touch with me with Facebook, and we will definitely make sure we get your music played. We're going to go to another song on the track called Real Friend. How many know it's hard to find a real friend, but a real friend in Jesus, you can't trade that for nothing. I know that God has been my friend. What about you? Let's listen. Janice Levine, Walton's real friend.
Let me tell you about I'm
if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Tabitha Taylor Show. We had a great interview tonight with Janice LeVon Walters. I'm asking you to go out and support her ministry. We have to learn to support. I wanted to let everybody know that I went to a concert in Long Island last week. And when I say the youth was in the building, we had a couple of, we had other people in the program, but why is talk about the youth? Because when the young people is doing something bad, everybody want to talk about it. But when they doing something good, we hear less of it. So we had a group of young men, and they were from Jersey, North New Jersey. Then we had Fred Perry. Their youngest is 12 years old. And then we had Little Jay. And I was so honored to be in their midst because they were serving the Lord. And I love to see our young people lifting up the name of Jesus. I don't sit down on them. I jump for every last one of them because we want them to see that we are enjoying them lifting up the name of Jesus. So when we see these young men, young people on a flyer, bring a young person out. Bring a young person out so they can see not everybody is on the corner with their pants hung down. Not everybody is, you know, walking around, you know, just doing nothing. I mean, we have a lot of young people in this world. We need to go and get them off the streets and tell them about the goodness of Jesus. Show them that, you know, church is not whack. There's a lot of great things. I grew up in church, and, they were my family almost because, you know, back in those days, like I was telling Janice, I was under strict doctrine, so we just could not hang out with anybody. So the church was your church family. We need to go somewhat back to the old time because it's so much going on in the world today that we really need people to be saved. Because when it's your time, we have so many people dying by the thousands. They are not respecting our children. All kind of stuff going on. This is not the show for that, but I will get back on the real talk with that. But we have to really, really minister to our young people. We have to show them love. I'm telling you from somebody that knows, church hurt is the worst hurt. I'm not knocking the church. I love the church. We just have to get it together. We have to show more love. We cannot knock our children down. Yes, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, and they want to bring it to the church, but it's a way to tell them, and we need to uplift our young people when it's the time that you should uplift them. So I am just excited when I see young people. I'm excited that people are still wanting to sing gospel because the stuff that we see on the Facebook, TV, I mean, we don't even have TV programs no more. We have reality shows. That's what people is watching. There's no more TV. You know what I'm saying? So we really need to search ourselves because I don't watch reality shows. That's just my preference. Because all that drama, I don't need to know somebody else's drama and have my own problems and trying to make it into the God's kingdom. I don't need all that in my life. But what I will say is we need to lift up the name of Jesus. When we see these young people going and lifting up the name of Jesus, we need to support them. So I want to thank everyone tonight that took out, it thought it was not robbery to listen to our Tabitha Taylor show. If you listen to the Mega Showcase Radio and the Showcase and watch us on TV, I thank you because you don't have to do it, and I thank you. If you can always shout us out and tell us that you're listening. If you are on Facebook, while we're on the air, just let us know you're listening, and I'll shout you out. But if you need to get in touch with, you can go on my website, which is www.maenet.org or www.mae-enet.org. net.com. You can find us on there, what's going on with us. We have so much coming up, so just stay tuned, because we are going to come real hard next year. We are about our new artists coming up, coming out, giving them a platform so they can lift up the new genius. You have a good week, a good weekend, and don't forget, whoever is going to Connecticut, we have celebrating their anniversary is Tyrese Hall, and Tyrese Hall is and his mom and all of them is celebrating the Golden Stars anniversary. And let me tell you, they have a nice one. So if you're not busy, New York, Jersey, please go out and support Tyrese and his mother and all of them, their team. Go out and support them. Go out and support the Golden Stars, because it's going to be an awesome program. So go out there and support them. I don't have the flyer in front of me, but I know that the McDonald Sisters is going to be there. I know a new group that's coming into Connecticut is Sean Brown and the Boys. You don't want to miss them. And many more, Connecticut, whoever else is on there, please go out and support them. We're going to go out with Janice LaVon Walters, The Wonder of You, and have a good night.
You are holy and you are the risen King.